Gigs in.
Five of Manchester's most successful players have bought a football club. Salford City sits seven tiers down from the Premier League. It's a club that's falling apart, relying on part-time players and coaches, with a dressing room that's out of control, and die-hard fans that don't want change. With chaos on the pitch and tough decisions in the boardroom, the class of 92 might just be out of their league. It's July at Salford's ground, Moor Lane. The local fans who keep the club going are getting ready for its 74th season. But now the club is under new ownership, and Gary Neville has come to look at what he's bought. Until the new owners bought Salford, it had been run by a committee of 12 volunteers. Salford's manager, Phil Power, leads training after work twice a week. This is his second year in charge. Phil Neville is used to football at a professional standard, having coached Man United and England under-21s. He has come down to see what his new team of 22 part-timers is made of. But half of them are late from work, and so is Salford's coach, Chaddy, and he's got all the equipment. Coach Chaddy finally arrives, but the session is half gone, and so is the daylight.